Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to day two of the pre-training. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's content, which was all about discovering your why. And if you didn't do that exercise, go back and do it, because you're not going to be successful in this challenge unless you actually do the work, okay? So if you haven't done the exercise, pause this video, go back, do the exercise, and we'll rejoin today, because what we're talking about in day two is commitment. I love this exercise. I absolutely love what Calvin is going to get into, because remember, you do not get what you want, you get what you're committed to. And that is what Calvin is talking about today. I will be back at the end of this video, and we'll see you.
Hello again. Let's talk about commitment. Commitment is super important. We touched on it a little bit in the last module or last lesson, but commitment is really the difference between success and failure in any area of life. Most people miss the step. Like, almost everybody misses the step of commitment. And here's the problem. The problem is that you get what you're committed to. But the trick is that you get what you're unconsciously committed to. So I don't know if you know, but like our mind, our rational mind is, you know, obviously powerful and, you know, can do a bunch of smart things. But we also have an unconscious mind. And the unconscious mind can process something like a million times more inputs or things per second than your rational mind. So if there is a conflict between your rational mind and your unconscious mind, guess who's gonna win? It's your unconscious mind, right? So we need the whole of you on board to ensure success here. There's a metaphor, I think it's in Jonathan Haidt's book or something, about the rider and the elephant. Like, your conscious mind is like the, also called what I call the, your rational mind, is like the rider that sits on top of an elephant, right? And most of the time it goes fine. If you're telling the elephant to go right, it's going to go right. If you tell it to go left, it's going to go left. But if you're trying to tell your elephant to go right and it really wants to go left, guess who's going to win? The elephant's going to win. Same thing with your unconscious mind, right? So commitment is all about getting your unconscious mind on board. It's about a full body-mind commitment. And very often, without knowing it, we're at cross purposes. Right? I want this, but I also don't really want it. I want this, but I'm also scared of it, right? I want this, but I don't really want it. I want this, but I actually really don't want it. Like, I want to say that I want it, but fuck, I'm like, no, right? You can bank on this. Whatever you have in your life and has been there for more than a few months is what you're committed to. So if you've been wanting to launch a course for a while and you haven't done it, it's because you're committed to not launching a course. Or maybe you're committed to the process of launching a course and not actually launching it, okay? So step one is just to be honest with yourself about that. Huh, I can see, based on the results that I have, which is not launch the course, that I am committed to not launching a course or to being launching a course but not actually doing it, right? Let's just honor that. Let's just accept that. Okay, yeah, all right, that's my current commitment. And now let's change it. Most people end up between two chairs, right? Like, there's cost associated with the thing that you want, right? Launching a course, it's going to take work. It's going to be uncomfortable in many ways. It might make you feel, be scared about outcomes or things, or like, you know, somebody might get pissed at you, or, you know, there's costs associated with everything. And if you're not fully committed to the thing, but you're like, I don't want to, like, not like, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to work out. You know, it's like, it's not going to work. So, and it's painful to be sitting between these two chairs. Then it's much better to say, I don't want to launch a course. All right, I'm not willing to make the sacrifice. I'm not willing to put myself out there in that way. I'm just not willing to it. Let it go, drop it, be out of it. But being in this like, oh, I want to, but I don't want to, that's terrible. It's super painful. It's frustrating. And not just for you, but for your family and everybody else that has to listen to you saying that you want something, but not really being committed to it. All right. So what we do in commitment is we get a full body-mind commitment. So you will say your commitment, and then you will notice what comes up. what body sensations, what you're feeling, what little voices come up, like all that stuff. And you'll just, don't judge it, don't anything, just acknowledge it and be like, oh, great. Because staking out the commitment is going to make all this stuff bubble up so that you can see it, right? So then you can start to address it. Oh, right, okay, that's the resistance. Those are all the things that are keeping me away from the thing that I'm committing to. It's great. We want to know what that is so we can deal with it, right? So that's the fantastic thing. The great thing too about like making a commitment is like, even if you end up making the wrong commitment, quote unquote, like as soon as you fully commit, you will know if it was right or wrong, right? You very, very quickly, it'll be clear. All right, no, I made the commitment to launch the course and now this stuff comes up and I have to sacrifice time with like whatever to make it happen. I'm not willing. And then you can just drop it. And you can drop it and you can be free from that moment on, right? Or I fully commit to not launching a course and you're like, the day after you're like, who am I kidding? Of course I need to launch a course. Great. Then you just go and you change the commitment. The other trick about commitment is the commitment is important, but what's more important is the recommitment. So every time that you find that you slipped away from that commitment and you've like got sucked into something else, what you don't want to do is you don't want to berate yourself, criticize yourself, hate yourself, go down on it, eat a bunch of ice cream and feel sorry for yourself. That's not necessary, right? None of that is necessary. You just notice and then take a deep breath and then you recommit. Then you recommit to whatever it is that you're committed to, right? That's it. No making yourself wrong or criticizing or any of that stuff. None of that stuff is necessary. It's just more lack of commitment. That's just more going down the path, wrong path, okay? So how do you commit? It's very simple. You say, I, my name, your name, commit to launching my course by X date, right? Whatever the date is. Put a date down, but put it down, like write this out, but then say it. So I, Calvin Carelli, commit to launching this course by 19. I forget when our launch date is, but I commit to launching it by the launch date that we've set for this course, right? And then just notice what comes up. Another thing that you may want to do is stand up and do it. Stand up. I'm having the microphone thing, but maybe it'll work. So here we go. No, you can't really see me. Here we go. I, Calvin Carelli, commit to launching my course by such and such date. What am I noticing? Here's another thing you can do. You can draw like a circle on the floor. You don't have to actually draw it, but just in your head, like here's a circle in front of me. And then I, Calvin Carelli, commit to launching my course in the next 3 weeks. And then whoosh, you jump into that circle that you just drew. It's like you jump in the pool. It's very effective to involve your body, to engage your body in the process of making this commitment. Like, say it out loud, like you really mean it. Like, be intentional about it, right? Really put some power behind that thing. That's very powerful because your body and your unconscious mind are, your body and your mind is intricately linked, right? So the more that you can get your body engaged, the more powerful it's going to be. And then just remember that you need to recommit and recommit. Every time you slip, just notice and then recommit. Commit to launching my course by whatever date. I prefer that you say the date and not in the next X weeks because that's going to change, right? And so it becomes something confusing to stay on top of, right? So write that down. Make the commitment to yourself right now. Notice what comes up. Write down what it is that comes up for you. Like, what is it? And then celebrate. And also, commit to this course, commit to sticking with it and doing all the exercises, going through all the modules and lessons, and doing all the things that we ask you to do. All right? Fantastic. Again, I love you and I so appreciate you being here. I'm so excited to be doing this with you. Can't wait to see what you create, what course you put out in the world, and the difference that you're going to make to all the people that you serve. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for being here. All right, see you in the next lesson. Woohoo!
So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that lesson from Calvin. That one was all about commitment. And now it's on you. Now it's on you to internalize that commitment. So many people in the Facebook group say, I want to launch my course. I want to launch this course. I want to launch this course. Guess what? You don't get what you want. You get what you're committed to. Are you committed to launching that course, right? Are you committed to working hard and doing all these exercises and battling your fears? Are you committed to doing that to launch this course? That's what this lesson is all about. There's a worksheet down below that you can print out, download, complete. We've got the Facebook group. Get out there and let me know how it's going. Write your commitment, and I'll see you tomorrow.